Good on this afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. The rest of this afternoon will remain sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. And in the news for today, the Vernon County Health Department on Thursday released its weekly update and is reporting a continued high number of new COVID-19 cases, mostly impacted by the Delta variant. The weekly data from September 3rd to the 8th resulted in 47 additional positives, with a total of 2,234 total cases since reporting began in March 2020. There are currently 7 county residents hospitalized, and there was a new death reported last week, a male in his 70s. In La Crosse, Gunderson Health System's COVID-19 unit has surpassed capacity, forcing the hospital to designate additional rooms for coronavirus patients. System-wide, Gunderson is caring for between 40 to 50 COVID inpatients on a given day, with hospitalizations up nearly 200 in the past 2 months. Along with the dedicated COVID unit, Gunderson has coronavirus patients staying in individual rooms in another area in the hospital, and the general medical unit is being used as a negative pressure unit. That, according to reporting from the Vernon County Times. Statewide, Thursday marked the deadliest day for coronavirus deaths in Wisconsin since mid-February, state health officials report. 32 people died of COVID-19, according to the DHS, bringing the new 7-day rolling average up to 11. The last time there was a total this high was in mid-February. These new deaths bring the total since reporting began in Wisconsin up to 7,717. Nationally, President Joe Biden announced on Thursday the most sweeping COVID-19 vaccine requirements yet. They will affect roughly 100 million Americans. The new measures include a vaccine mandate for all federal workers and contractors, and a requirement that large companies must mandate vaccines or regular testing for employees. The Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration is developing a rule requiring all employers with at least 100 employees to make sure their workforce is fully vaccinated, or require unvaccinated workers to get a negative test at least once a week. OSHA will issue an emergency temporary standard to introduce the vaccine requirement. Companies that fail to comply could face fines up to $14,000 per violation, President Biden said. Reaction to Biden's declaration was met with quick response from conservative leaders in Washington. The Republican National Committee intends to sue the Biden administration over its new sweeping COVID-19 vaccine mandate. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional. New small businesses, workers, and families across the country will pay the price, said McDaniel. Like many Americans, I am pro-vaccine and anti-mandate. McDaniel said the RNC would be suing the Biden administration to, quote, protect Americans and their liberties. That, according to reporting from WEAU Television in Eau Claire. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.